Palm Sunday of the Lord's Passion. Today's theme, share your colt with Jesus. Palm Sunday begins the highest holy week of the liturgical year. Will it also begin in your life a high holy experience of uniting yourself to Jesus and to his awesome love? There is a key phrase in the reading that we hear at the beginning of this Mass, during the procession with palms, which sums up the experience of your union with God. The Master has need of it. Why do you think the Gospel writer spent time explaining how Jesus obtained the colt for his ride into Jerusalem? It's meant to teach us something in our current circumstances. We each have a colt tied up somewhere in our lives. It's anything that belongs to us and is not yet being shared with Christ. It could be our possessions, money, talents and skills, creativity, time and energy. The Master has need of it. But sometimes we selfishly tie these things up with our own agendas and busyness. They would be useful to Jesus if we let him have them. Like the colt that Jesus rode, they could become gifts that glorify our Savior. Palm Sunday teaches us that he deserves to be glorified for his awesome love, which he made visible on the cross. Who else would die for you with that much suffering? Jesus sacrificed his comfort and his body and blood to take the punishment that we deserve for our sins. We should rejoice gratefully for this every Sunday with hosannas and admiration, for in the Eucharist we reunite ourselves to that tremendous love. In this communion, why aren't we grinning like lovers who have become joined to their beloved? The answer to that is, our colts are still tied to the post. Jesus has sent his disciples to you to ask you to share your colt with Jesus. They are at the altar consecrating the Eucharist for you. They are writing bulletin help wanted blurbs. They are interrupting you at work, asking for your prayers or counsel or other assistance. They are the strangers who are in need of your charitable donations. Who have you heard asking you to become more involved in the plans of God's kingdom? Here are some questions for your personal reflection. Make a list of the colts in your life. Which one would you like Jesus to put to good use? Spend time in prayer imagining that you are untying them and handing them over to Jesus. See how pleased he is. Tell your group about a colt in your life that Jesus has need of. Why is it difficult to let go of the reins? How can giving control of it over to Jesus help him complete his Good Friday sacrifice in today's world?